Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
So it doesn't seem like the intro for my show is going, even though we have the button pressed. And, you know, that's just how it goes sometimes, but we're going to give it another shot. So, yeah, it just doesn't want to go. That is okay. So I will do my own intro. There you go. Nothing like, you know, being called to do things on the spot. So I am Jody Susan with Susan Essentials. You are here on self-care, and this is what I would you would normally hear with the music in the background. So here's the scoop. What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. So I'm so happy that you're joining us this morning, 7 a.m. here with Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio. Today, you get to learn how to help your body and yourself feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. Today, I am joined by Dr. Frank Lawless. Dr. Frank created, he created the bot, but let me do a proper introduction. He understands the power of music, shamanic drumming, and so much more. And he brings this together in a small handheld device that helps you reclaim your health. He's the leading consultant to the Dr. Phil Show, and he provides the world with tools for self-care and self-healing, completely in alignment with what I stand for. He founded the Lawless and PV Centers This is out of Texas, and because I'm geographically challenged, I'm going to let him tell you we're in Texas. He created the BOD, which uses sound frequency, like I mentioned, based on shamanic drumming. And he was it was used originally or created created to help people eliminate, mitigate, minimize, or reverse pain. I actually got rid of a lot of pain using the BOD. And it's also now used in addiction centers for, obviously, for addictions to all things, stress, anxiety, and much more. So let me, because, and I'm just going to say this, so that we know this throughout the show, I can be technically challenged. So if something goes wrong, don't be surprised, but we'll be always right back. So let's give this a shot. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, Jody?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Well, I had to wake up a little earlier than normal, so I'm just sipping a lot of coffee so that I can be alert for you.
Nice, nice. So, and we seem to be having more difficulty with these, looks like we're only broadcasting on YouTube today. So, we're just having technology, but we're on YouTube and we're also on Blog Talk Radio. So, and it doesn't seem to want to let me go live on there. And that's okay. All right. So, but the cool thing is we have Blog Talk Radio, we have YouTube, and callers can call in if they have questions at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak to Dr. Frank Lawless or myself, Jody Susan. So, and we already have some callers on the line, but they haven't asked to talk yet. So, you know, like I kind of want to just pick up from yesterday because you have so many cool things to say. But since nobody else got to chat, how about why don't we start with how you got into what you're doing? And the fact you're also writing a book, The Rediscovery of the Self. And I'll let you start. How about that?
Oh, well. North of Dallas and Fort Worth.
Okay.
And very close.
Hello, everybody. So we are going to pick up where we left off. And we hope that the listeners will hang in there for us as we figure out what we got going on here. So let me just see if this works now.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of our cells, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
So welcome back to Self-Cell Care with the Female Solution, and tenacity reigns over technology. Just going to say now. So we're back with Dr. Frank Lawless. And Dr. Frank, would you kindly, so we're just going to begin from the, you know, start from the beginning. And actually, I am going to just kind of share a little bit about how I came to you, because nobody heard any of that. So I learned about Dr. Frank's technology, which is called the BOD, Bioacoustical Utilization Device. It uses sound frequency to help do a reset on the neural network of the brain. What does that mean in layman's terms? It means that if you have anxiety and you want to get
rid of anxiety towards a specific thing, you can pretty much do that in 20 minutes. Sometimes it takes a couple sessions, but I have gotten rid of, I've been using the BOD for 7 years, and I will just show you all what it looks like, which is this little ditty here, right? And this is, you know, just a smidgen of what Dr. Frank does. He also, you know, really, he focuses on the power of music and shamanic drumming and to help the body heal itself. He's a leading consultant to the Dr. Phil Show and provides the world with tools for self-care and self-healing, which is completely in alignment with what I do. He founded the Lawless MPV Center, which I believe you said is outside Dallas-Fort Worth. Is that right? Texas? Don't miss the Texas. you know, I actually am going to let Dr. Frank, you know, I'm giving you the 30,000-foot level view, but I really want the world to hear about you, Dr. Frank. So go ahead.
Well, as you said, I got involved with working with, especially with the brain, because that seems to have the most power in terms of really relating to the rest of the body. So my clinic with Dr. Phoebe is basically a brain assessment program. And it's we basically see patients all over the world for 2 days, and then we follow up for 3 months. So there is a lot of specialists, a lot of discipline that we have on the staff. We have three doctors. We have a chiropractor. We have a nutritionist. We have a brain EEG programmer. So we have a lot of different skills that we apply for those strange problems that nobody else seems to deal with. With that in mind, I want to talk about a little bit of how I got involved with such a mess when I was very young. Mm-hmm. And I was introduced to the PhD program by Dr. B.C. Cobb. She died several years ago. But she said, what do you want to do with your life, Frank? And I said, I want to do something in medicine, but I don't want to be a regular doctor because my mother had 26 different operations in her life and never got rid of her problem. So medicine really didn't work for her. Being a kid, you learn the psychological aspects of what brought on her problem. And my dad died of cancer, and of course that became part of my focus a little bit later in life was the dealing with cancer patients. But I got involved with all these other arenas because I found that they did work, and especially surrounding rhythm. Mm-hmm. And music and touch and as you probably would guess, psychotherapy or counseling really are some of the major aspects that I've explored.
Well, I mean, and so many things I can share about that. First of all, I didn't know that you had a nutritionist on staff. I did not know that you had a chiropractor on staff. And the power of chiropractic care is amazing because, as you know, the body struggles to heal, or I usually say won't heal, unless the spine is aligned because it's a direct connection to every organ, tissue, and cell in your body. The brain talks through that track of the spine. So that's amazing. And then, you know, I had watched when I was on my healing journey, the truth about cancer. Have you ever heard of that yet? The truth about cancer?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I read whatever I can about cancer because I was so focused. And in fact, I was director of the cancer program in New Mexico.
Really?
Yes. And I also was involved with the Native American program while I was also in the Santa Fe.
Of course, now why am I surprised?
So I really do things based on some kind of scientific evidence because I go before medical doctors all the time, and I have to, and I've given grand rounds several times on various aspects of what I do, and that is I have to base everything on evidence. So it's an evidential practice that I have.
So I want to really let's focus on that for a moment. You're a man of science, yes?
Yes.
Huge. You're a man of science who gets spirit.
Yes. In fact, one of my specialties when I was a professor. I basically focused on methodology because I have a double major in statistical analysis, and I've written several articles and books on how you analyze data and,
nice.
And make various breakthroughs in that. So I'm a numbers kind of guy, but I'm also kind of on the soft edge when it gets to trying new things.
So that's amazing. So in my grad school, I took statistical analysis. Yes, I passed. Don't worry. I'm also a numbers girl. You know, so my background is also in finance. And so numbers don't lie. They tell you the trends. And when you can analyze them and appropriately not skew them, of course, you know, you really can gain a lot of insight. But I think that's really important for people. And here's the point that I want to make. People who are listening, you know, Dr. Lawless is a shaman. Why don't you go ahead and define what a shaman is, Dr. Lawless?
Well, basically, shaman is a kind of a code name for the medicine man or woman in the village that basically treats illness. Which is both on the spiritual, psychological, and physical aspect. I have learned a lot from my shamanic training, principally under Michael Horner, but I also went on a kind of worldwide search for other kinds of shamanic experiences. And I have a mixture of approaches and, have published a book on rituals, and also on various kinds of music that involved with those kind of primitive, what we call the more primitive aspect of medicine.
So let me play an intro to one of the to one of your tunes, right? Homeostasis.
Homeostasis.
Is this a preview that you can all download on Apple?
iTunes.
Yeah. My favorite, by the way. Okay, so that's the preview on Apple Music. So you can get this on Apple Music, and I'll actually put the link in the thread on Facebook and YouTube. But share with us, Dr. Frank. You're very intentional. Talk to us about the science behind what you did and why you did it. And meanwhile, I'll put this in the thread.
Well, with that in mind, I want to explain that particular music piece that you just played.
Mm-hmm.
And that is basically there's 11 different rhythms in your
heart rhythm, there's brain rhythms, there's spinal fluid rhythms, there's breathing rhythms. Mm-hmm. There's, like I said, about 11 different rhythms. And what I intended to do was create a music that would integrate all of those 11 rhythms. I focused on five, but I the bottom line is that it was intentional for this kind of music to bring us in a more balanced way. So, but that's the way a lot of my patients use this, is they use it whenever they feel like they're getting unbalanced, which is usually either depression or anxiety, or just basically a stressful day.
Right. And so I think it's so important to bring homeostasis into your day. I bring this into my world daily. We play it before bed. We use it as a wake-up to support our family in keeping centered, keeping balanced. Because, you know, when I was misdiagnosed in 1997 with having bipolar disorder and schizophrenia, when I was really just an intuitive who had too many GMOs in her body, you know, one of the words that they used was, oh, she's chemically imbalanced, right? And technically I was chemically imbalanced. I was eating foods that had tons of chemicals in them. So yeah, that's a spot on diagnosis. And
that's what a lot of our patients come in with, is they're on so many medications, they're unbalanced, and they really don't know themselves.
Thank you. So thank you for saying that. I was unbalanced without any medications and not knowing myself, because I was being medicated by my water supply and I was being medicated by my food supply.
Yeah.
Right? And right. Then... Yeah. And then I'll just show, I don't know if you can see this because I may have it not this way. So, and that was the result, right? 234 pounds. And that was because after I was being medicated by our food supply and our water supply, then the medical community, not the one that worked for me. There's parts of the medical community that really work well for me, and you're obviously included in that. I decided that they needed 17 different drugs all at the same time to help me reclaim my health. But as you know, even from growing up with your mom having, you said, 26 operations, it was simply a Band-Aid.
Yes.
And so what I love about what you have done is that you're peeling off the Band-Aid and allowing people to peel the layers of the things that keep them from being their best selves. And so I think that's a great title for your book, The Rediscovery of the Self, because that's how you find out who you are, when you let go of all the things that stop you from being present and stop you from being who you are, which is so special in its own right. God didn't make it easy to think. Yeah, sorry.
In my work with pain, I find that integration and the letting go of medications really have a lot of validity in terms of getting through pain. And let me just give you a couple of examples.
Sure.
One is that I'm also an inventor of the sensory deprivation chamber. Now, that means that basically I have built a box. It's a big box that you lay in and you don't see anything, and you're basically impounded with some different kind of music that takes you into a different realm. And this is pain patient, but also psychiatric ones. And I was a little nervous. I created two different versions of the sensory deprivation chamber and put one of them in a big hospital on the seventh floor, and it sprang a leak.
Oh!
It was a flotation tank.
Right.
And so basically it leaked down and created havoc for the rest of the hospital. And I thought I was going to get fired. I talked to the nurse, and the nurse said, what had happened? Tell me what had happened. And so basically I said, I'll be right there. And she said, no, this is not the time for you to show up. But you have an appointment with the staff director at 9 o'clock Monday morning. So I showed up expecting to be fired. But instead, he said, listen, let me help you. And so please don't build any more things yourself. We'll help you. And so he assigned an engineer for me to build my sensory deprivation chamber. And so I took that and I basically created a program for people just to lay in it and see what happened. And so I showed up on Monday morning, and sure enough, there was one of our patients that was kind of stalking up and down across the door. And she said, I said, well, hello, Miss Smith. How are you doing today? And she said, well, I need to tell you I'm discharging myself. So I said, well, are you unhappy? Did somebody, you know, make me mad or whatever? And she said, no, I finally talked to my mother last night. And the pain is still there, but it's not important anymore. And I said, well, what did you talk to your mother about? And she said, well, I forgave her for being a bad mother, and she forgave me for being a bad daughter. And I said, well, tell me where your mother is. And she said, oh, she died 5 years ago. And so she had this experience, which is not rare, of relating to her mother on a more spiritual level, or maybe to herself on a more spiritual level. And I've had several similar stories about their experiences, their powerful experiences in the sensory deprivation chamber. Since then, I've also used it for several addiction centers, and I still get the same as well. So this kind of sense of isolation where you basically learn to listen to yourself is very, very powerful.
You know, let me come right back to that because I have a lot to add. But it is 7:32, so I'm going to have us go to commercial real quick. I think I have it queued. So let me just add that to the stream. And...
Tucson Essentials is re-engineering what health looks like by leading you to the best wellness initiatives in the world. Start your coaching plan today and create a new paradigm of health.
Huh.
Click here to learn more.
Currently, I'm still having issues. Let me just close that. Oh, maybe that's it. There we go.
Hi, I'm Jody Tucson. Tucson
isn't that working?
I started Tucson Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Tucson Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses. And we do that with helping your employees or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. How Tucson Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
Okay.
And then we're
going to do, this is for tomorrow's show.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host Kareem Hamid every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to our hosts. Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/the-female-solution.
So we're back, Self-Care, and Dr. Frank Lawless, and we're going to talk about his sensory deprivation chamber and the fact that he's using these in addiction centers and the response that his patient said, I forgave my mom for, you know, let's say the relationship that she had with her and vice versa, but her mom was already passed. And I think this is huge. So anybody who has a perfect relationship with their parents, forgive me, is lying. you know, it can become way better, but most of our parents are learning how to be parents as they are parents. So would you agree, Dr. Frank?
Absolutely. Parenthood is a strange challenge, and we're not taught how to be good parents other than models. And a lot of our, especially in our modern age where life is a lot more complex, our parents are distracted. And I'm not saying the parents are bad. I have great parents. My mother worked as maybe in the case, in fact, she was the counselor. My father worked, and they had a great relationship. I had great parents. I had a great sister. So I can really vouch for how a good family can be. However, there's a lot of immaturity that goes along with growing up. And we're always learning about ourselves, as you said it earlier. And finding our own destinies and learning as we go through life. And our children are witnesses to this as well. And so sometimes it's like my story that I often tell my son, as his parent, I want you to see me as kind of walking through the woods. And every once in a while, I'll step in a pile. I was crap. And that means that I want you not to step in the same thing I did. So I'm a model for you to learn how to be a parent, how to be a man, and learn the secrets of dealing with stress. And I'm capable of understanding that myself as responsibility of a parent.
Yeah, and some really great points in there. And so both my parents have passed, and apparently I was the epitome of my mother when she was a kid. So she told me when I was young, she goes, sometimes I just cringe.
Yeah.
Because it's like looking in a mirror.
You're right.
And so it took a lot of power on her part to resist telling me everything to do, because she already learned it all, right? Or at least what I was going through. So the power is not by telling people what to do, which, you know, I'm guilty of. The power is letting people have the experience to learn for themselves, either by watching us, right, or by having the full experience themselves.
When my children became 18 years old, I told them
Oh, you're cutting out.
Yeah. That I would never tell them what to do in the rest of their lives. Unless they had.
So
I would tell them.
Okay, you cut out.
This.
What? Oh, you cut out. Okay, so you were saying that when your children were 18 years old, you told them they would never tell them what to do unless?
Unless they ask.
Okay.
And then I would just give them, this is what I would do, but it doesn't mean that this is what you should do because we live different lives. So I put myself in the position of being an advisor to their lives. And they had to make their own decisions about what they did. And I will say that I'm not saying I'm the perfect parent, but they remembered that phrase over and over again because they kept saying, what should I do? And I think that allowed for a different kind of communication that happened.
So I'm a witness to that. So your daughter was on my show 2 weeks ago, Dr. Lucy Lawless Bennett out of Alaska. And we talked about you, as you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, all good things, right? Because when we can step back, and it's not easy, right? But when we can step back and let people be who they are and make their mistakes and try not to win.
Right.
And you know, and I'm not a mom, but I've been a mom to other people's children. You know, I've helped raise triplets, and you know, I definitely have my hat in the ring, so to speak. And whether you're a mom or dad, like biological, you know, blood relative, or if you're just family, which is usually stronger than the blood relative, and family being the family that you choose, blood relative, you're born into that. The experience is the experience like that. If you would, because I think this is so amazing, and I talk about this every show, can you share a little bit more about the BOD? Because before you do, I just want to share, this thing is amazing. I've been using it. I started using it in my psychologist's office. Her name is Dr. Michelle Kukla, and she's in Palatine. She can't take any more patients. She's booked. So don't call. But we started using this in her practice, and it allowed me the freedom to release things that no longer serve me. And Dr. Law, let's go ahead and talk a little bit about, you know, whatever comes to mind for you. I mean, I've got like probably 20 stories, but go ahead.
Well, let me kind of give you a long history of how that became a real reality.
Sure.
Is that but through my shamanic drumming, when I was working with Michael Horner, I asked him after we had a workshop, I said, what do I do with my patients that have chronic pain? And he just laughed at me, and he said, you're going to have to learn how to play the drum. So he took me to the drummer, gave me a drum, and he said, you beat this cadence. And basically, it's cadence what I learned to be in the theta range of the brain activity. It's for a second, which is pretty rapid.
You said four beats.
So
I'm going to interrupt because there's four beats per second, right?
Four beats a second.
Okay.
You can call it Mississippi, 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 okay. And get the right rhythm.
Okay.
And you're going to vary a little bit as you beat the drum. And I took the drum into my pain clinic, and I had about 25 patients that I surrounded, and I beat the drum. And about five of them just kind of said, my pain's gone away. It's wow. just gone away.
Wow.
And the rest of them said, yeah, well, mine's pretty easy. Mine's more manageable now. So I used the drum throughout their program. And I later validated it with brain readings. And basically what we found is that when you beat the drum, it drives the brain down into relaxation.
The theta mode. Is that the theta wave?
That is the theta wave. Mm-hmm. That's right. From beta to theta, as they say. And I also did a research. It's more of a demonstration where when the doctors would do spinal fusions and so forth, they allowed me to play the drum while they did surgery, and they looked at the production of endorphins, which are our little pain managers from within. And sure enough, it basically stimulated them. So I have a physiological and neurological basis for drumming. So I was pretty amazed at that. And then I got involved with attentional deficit disorder for kids. By the way, I work with kids from six on up. So we find a lot, most of our patients are adolescents. As well as kids that are just developing in strange ways. But I got involved with training and working with ADD. And I can't beat the drum fast enough because the underlying theory is on ADD is that there is an underdevelopment in the frontal lobe of the brain, which means that you have a hard time concentrating. And so I guess that what I would do basically is beat the drum fast enough so as to stimulate the brain. And I couldn't, it was impossible for me to beat the drum that fast. So I asked my son to create a left voice, which became the VOD. VOD stands for bioacoustical utilization device. And, created this faster zone, and it worked. It basically, the kids could went from Fs to As within weeks. So it's very powerful for those two elements. And then we began to operate with them for PTSD and a variety of other kinds of diagnosis, and again, finding success along the way. So let me, with that in mind, give you the science behind the device. And that is that you're listening to both ears here. And so what happens is that you find a frequency that seems to irritate you, that tends to make your anxiety worse.
So for the people who are watching,
That is in that
this yellow.
It's in the right top button right there.
Mm-hmm.
So you find a frequency that correlates to your anxiety, and kids can find them very easily.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you find that, then you turn the upper left knob, which is your disruptor knob. And basically find a frequency that you resolve your anxiety. And the reason for that to work is that you're listening now to two different tones in each ear, and both of them, by combining with the more destructive frequency, you create a disrupting a tone. And mentally or neurologically, what happens is you dissolve that anxiety pattern. And it takes sometimes up to 3 times for it to dissolve completely, but most of the time it's done in one session.
So spot on. by the doctor himself. So, and, you know, I can speak to this because it's already pre-recorded, so there's no HIPAA violation. Andrew Calhoun, who is my boyfriend, had PTSD from a car accident when he was 16. He had a traumatic brain injury, hit head on, right? And was in a coma for 4 days. And throughout his lifetime had experiences as the passenger in the car, making the driver a little nutty.
Yeah, that happened.
Mm-hmm. And so, and everyone around him thought that that was his normal and it was okay. And then he met me, and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to get into a car accident if you can't let me focus on the road. So we were driving through the Smoky Mountains, and he put on the bod. And we got out a pad of paper, and he wrote all the things that were upsetting him about being in a car. It took 2.5 sessions, so 20 minutes, 20 minutes and 10. And I would say 90% of the anxiety, stress, PTSD was gone. And the reason I say 90 is because when we got back to Illinois, and we were in bumper to bumper, like, you know, commuter traffic, bumper to bumper, we had to do another 10 minutes because it was a different experience. And, but really, when you think about the fact that basically in 1 hour that removes the trauma that he had from when he was 16, given that he's now going to turn 56, really? I mean, how much more magic do you want? So.
I've been on the doctors as well as Dr. Phil show in which I didn't administer the BOD directly. I did it indirectly with a woman that had severe fear of bridges.
Really?
Could not drive over a bridge. And would go get pretty weird just by being a passenger. So they had to find tracks wherever they drove where they wouldn't go over a bridge. And within 30 minutes of using the mod, all that went away.
Right.
And we went out and we practiced it. First of all, we took her on a car, like you said, and created the BOD experience. And then for the show, we went back to those bridges and had them drive over.
Mm-hmm.
And she did very well and did excellent. She integrated her breathing, which I want to talk about a little bit too,
mm-hmm.
Something that you do, I'm sure. Because the breathing is the most voluntary thing you can do to deal with anxiety management.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about breathing because I actually, yeah, there's something really cool. We can talk, yeah. Before we move on to breathing, I just want to talk about pain for a moment relative to the BOD. So I damaged the levator scapula, which for those who don't know, that, you know, goes from the skull all the way down underneath your shoulder blade, 1997. So it was in 2017 that I bought my own BOD for the home, you know, because I was using it at the clinic. And I took the BOD into this place, this guy who does muscle activation technique. And so he activated the area of concern, which for me was the levator scapula, and the pain that I had for 20 years never came back because I used the BOD while he did it. So you know, the opportunity, and I'm going to have to turn off my tower garden again, but the opportunity is for people to get out of their current method of thinking, of resolving their current situation, and look at it differently. Go ahead, if you would, and talk about breathing. I'm going to turn off the tower garden and come right back, okay?
All right. Basically, what I want to explain about breathing is that it's not the in-breath, but the out-breath that you need to focus on. In fact, if you talk about trying to relate to anxiety by breathing in or focusing on breathing in, you might get hyperventilated. So all the research shows that if you focus on exhalation instead of inhalation, that the inhalation will take care of itself because it'll balance out your breathing and your oxygen and your DO will follow. So that's kind of a natural way. Now there are some what I call breathing inhibitors or breathing trainers that I've often used, and this is something I learned actually from my daughter, who is practicing especially on women and their breathing. And I found it also true for my patients, is that these cost about $20. And basically, you breathe in and out. You can get them at most drugstores, and there's various kinds. They all just focus on creating or turning a knob or something so that it inhibits, puts a little pressure against breathing in and breathing out. So if you do that about 3 or 4 times a day, 15 cycles, then it's amazing how many things get fixed. It works a lot with pain, works a lot with anxiety, because, again, if you are disabled or what I call out of balance with your breathing, you're out of balance with everything else.
Interesting. Can you explain once more, and we have a caller coming in, but can you explain this inhibitor again? Because I don't think I quite understood. So I'm just going to let you speak of it again, and I may interrupt to get clarity on certain parts.
So what is it you don't understand?
I'm wearing a device on my nose. Is
no, you're breathing through your mouth.
Okay.
And you're breathing in and breathing out for about 15 different cycles, which is about, depends on how fast you breathe or how much pressure that you're exerting in terms of your breath, because it strengthens your diaphragm.
Yes.
And it levels out that. And it's something that you can use at home or any place. Now, I wouldn't recommend that you trade off with anybody because there's a COVID issue that you might want to deal with.
But besides that,
sticking it in your mouth and practicing breathing with a little pressure, it will develop a stronger diaphragm and more balanced diaphragm.
Okay. And it's a device that we're using, though? That's what I guess I'm unclear. We're just using our own mouth.
It's a little device that it's small, and several of them. I have 2 or 3 versions of this, but I just went down to the drugstore, and I said I need a breathing exerciser.
Breathing exerciser. Okay, so I'm going to look that up.
They all have different names, and they all usually is put together so that you have a choice, and you just get the prettiest one that you want.
Oh, I see. Okay, so I'm actually just going to show this real quick. Maybe this is it, and you can tell me if this is closed. So I'm just going to add a share screen, and share. And then we have caller 847220, and we're going to bring you on in a moment. So is that what we're looking at, something like that?
No, that's a little bit more complicated. If you give me a minute, I'll go and find one.
Sure, and I'll bring on our caller, and he'll introduce himself and ask a question. Let me just do that. And thank you for calling Self-Care, Tucson Essentials, and what's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Andrew Calhoun, and I heard you mention me on the phone, on the cast, so I figured I'd call in because I have a question for Dr. Frank. Because I love the bod, as you heard a summary from Jody, and I really hope that more people get to use it. It has so many applications from, as you say, ADHD, PTSD, cravings, things like that, and phobias, fears, and it's easy to use. How are we getting this out to more people? How are more people learning about this? How are clinicians using this? So I work for a brain health company, Amen Clinics. You know Amen Clinics. But there's all kinds of applications in the medical community. Share with us how we're getting this word out to more people.
Well, that's always a big marketing question. I'm not very good at marketing. So all I can do is I can treat things like that. In fact, you mentioned something that I didn't mention, and that is weight control. I find that people who crave things, especially drugs, people on drugs, but also people who are, say, craving chocolate, and it's enormously successful in terms of stopping your craving. The initial programs were on weight control were on actually people that had the eating disorders. And I had one woman that was focused on french fries, could not stop eating french fries. So we basically just used the bod and found the tone for that related to eating french fries, and then used the disruptor to stop her craving. And that took about 10 minutes, and we did a lot of follow-up with our patients. I was working at one time with the hospital on an eating disorder, and we did well successfully. So like you said, there's a lot of different applications that have to do with working with your brain instead of your intention.
So, yeah, great, great question. And, you know, both Andrew and I and several of my clients have used the bod to reverse food sensitivity. So, Andrew, you had, what, 165 and I had 135. Is that right?
It's true, and we don't know what you have. We had a blood test done through a company called Self Science Systems, and what that shows is called ALCAT. And what it shows is interesting stuff because I think apples are really important. Apple day keeps the doctor away. There's some great things, fiber, some vitamins that are in there. I eat an apple every day. I found out that apples were highly inflammatory for me, not for everybody, but for me. And so being able to find out what specific foods were good for me and not good for me helped me to modify diet. And honestly, the normal procedure is to modify diet and take things out and then add them back slowly. I did that until I used the bod. Then I could add them back much more quickly because I got rid of the food sensitivity. So that was another really nice unforeseen benefit of the device.
And the food sensitivity, there's the theory that, you know, there's several ways you can get food sensitivities, obviously with gut health issues, but from trauma, which is why your device works so well.
Absolutely. I want to comment on food sensitivity because I worked a lot with environmental illness. And many, many times what happens is, like you said, is there is an event that makes you anxious about eating certain particular things. So that your sympathetic system kind of goes crazy when you eat those things. And it might be something that, let's say, that you were eating vanilla ice cream and on a date, and it spilled and it ruined your date and it ruined your relationship. And so all of a sudden, you're oversensitive to ice cream. So that counteractive notion that happens in your brain can magnify itself and become a problem. And you become super sensitive to a lot of things. I have patients that can't even wear clothes, that they're super sensitive to their cloth. And they create more sensitivities as they become more frightened of the whole world.
That was me, Dr. Frank. I mean, I was not your patient, but I mean, when Dr. Michelle Kukla was guiding me to use and learn the BOD, I remember I had so many environmental allergies, and I said, I really don't want to take a Sudafed or whatever. And yes, I use oils for allergies, but I had allergic reaction to those specific oils too. So I was in a bind. And she goes, Jody, use your BOD. I go, what do you mean? She goes, use your BOD. So what I would do is, instead of taking a pill, I just wear your headset for 20 minutes until the hive went away. Like, really? Like to me, that's a whole other way of thinking. You don't have to pop a pill. Listen to the shamanic drumming. Right?
Yeah. Right.
So I don't think there's a way that I haven't. I mean, I think I keep my addiction to coffee and sugar, too. I have coffee. Don't feel the need to have it any, it's not a have to, right? It's when I want to.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? So, Andrew, if you want to stay on the line, I welcome you. Do you have any questions? Well, let me just say this. We have another caller, but do you have any other questions? Or
no,
maybe you'll come up with another one?
It's terrific. I'll leave with this. One of the things Dr. Frank shared with you, a really good helping me to deal with some other issues. The BOD, I'm using the BOD. It's on. I've got it for 20 minutes at a time. I'm concentrating on some reading material, really getting my mind to really, really into it and concentrating on it. And maybe when I've got to hop off and get to my clinic, but maybe Dr. Frank can give some the audience some ideas of what that is, using the BOD while concentrating, what kind of effects that can have on the brain, really calming effects. It's helping me, so I'm really grateful for the friendship that we developed with Dr. Frank and his technology. So I'm going to sign off now. Thank you.
Please listen in, though, okay?
I'll listen in. I'll have it on in the car when I'm driving to the clinic. No issue.
All right. So go ahead, Dr. Frank.
Well, I just wanted to thank Andrew for signing on. I have several people that have used the BOD and come forth and told me their stories. So it's pretty widespread. Just through people that tried and used it and have been used for a huge amount of applications that I don't even haven't tried. So these calls are always fun to get to.
So I just realized I kind of blew the commercial area again. So I'm going to put commercial. Let me do a screen share, and then we're going to come to caller 336-350. Please hold on. We want to take your call, and we're just going to do a couple quick commercials for you, and like that. Let's see. as long as I can just be better at this. There we go. So this should start in about a second.
Did you know that more than 100 million U.S. adults are now living with diabetes, pre-diabetes, obesity, and pain? We know these chronic conditions are the leading causes of death and disability, and they are driven by our lifestyle. The good news is that you have the power to prevent these chronic conditions by joining the Functional Food Program. We teach you to make simple changes and transform your life. When participating in the Functional Food Program, you will learn how to navigate the grocery store, avoid hidden sugars, identify GMOs, improve gut health, support the immune system, and more. On top of that, you'll receive a healthy lifestyle jumpstart kit and begin eliminating toxins immediately. So, improve your health by clicking the link below and join the Functional Food Program today.
All right, and we have one more. And this actually, this commercial.
Pop-up is a multimodal approach that helps your body feel balanced, centered, and rejuvenated in 20 minutes or less using sound frequency, EMF technology, aromatherapy, salt therapy, and healing music. This aligns you with the heartbeat of the universe, heightens perception, and increases mental clarity to give you what you need to take on the day. We pop up at your office, your events, retreats, or you can come to our office.
Hey, it's time to take charge of your health. I'm Viata, your holistic life coach, and every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, I'm here on The Female Solution to empower you to make choices that will assist your evolution to abundant health. I'm also blogging every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at Soul Purpose Healing, where I bring you a spiritual chiropractic adjustment to bring you back into alignment with our Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom. Join me every Friday morning at 8 a.m. and Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for a time of unity, enlightenment, and love vibration. Shalom.
We're here at Self-Care, Jody Susan with Susan Essentials, and we have Dr. Frank Lawless as our guest. And if you want to let us know what your name is and where you're calling from, welcome.
Wow. This
you're
is
live.
Really, thank you. Thank you, Jody. This is exciting. Dr. Frank, this is exciting. I have a question. This machine that there's a hummingbird. Anyway, this machine that you're talking about, would it assist in decreasing your pain level if you have a titanium rod that is totally out of socket? And it is like at an angle that is bulging out the knee and creating a lot of swelling and a lot of pain. I have 3 months. The doctors don't know what to do with me, how to correct this issue. Would this machine assist me in my pain level without taking a whole lot of tramadol that makes me sick? Please tell me if it would.
So thank you. This is Mama AZ, Dr. Frank. She's in
I forgot.
Arizona.
I'm calling you from Arizona. I forgot. I haven't been to sleep, family. I'm in a in a nursing home, and I have pain 24/7 now. It's even getting increasing, and I'm wondering, would that machine assist in my pain level?
So the question is, in case there's any, heart of, because sometimes the connection between the two devices aren't so good. She has pain from a rod, it's bulging out and causing inflammation. And Dr. Frank, tell us what your top-level thoughts are, or deep-level thoughts for that matter.
Well, actually, this would be a team effort. Because of the joint issue, I think it needs to be looked at and worked with at the same time that the inflammation, so the inflammation is not continuing to invade your body. But I think that sometimes the inflammation itself can be decreased with breathing exercises, with music, so that you can distract yourself from the pain and create a more rhythm. I think that my underlying issue is I think that there is a sense of lack of balance. You say lack of balance, lack of rhythm that you need to employ. I would probably just by talking over the phone, I would probably recommend that you get on a bicycle, a stationary bicycle, and go at a slow speed. Don't press yourself. Just do the repetitive pedaling, and at the same time, do it to the rhythm of some music. That might lead to some decreasing inflammation. I think also that I would probably want to consult with Jody in terms of some nutritional issues that you may want to include as part of your daily diet.
Thank you, sir.
Does that help you? Do you have access to music and a stationary bicycle, Mama AZ?
Oh, I can't do a bicycle. Jody, because again, my hip is totally out of the socket, and the titanium rod is at an angle where it's pushing out at my knee, and part of my pelvic is not there. So that's why when I fell, it went up into the flesh, and that's what we're dealing with. It's totally out, period. I can't even do a bike at all with either leg, but my right leg is totally out. But I used to get on my bike and do the upper arm. I always do that, but I can't even get on that bike now. It's just that painful, and it's in such a predicament. It's very complicated. They're going to have to reconstruct the whole hip. Bone. You're going to have to make a whole new thing, but they
don't even know if they can
touch it or
again,
not.
Again, we need to probably do a team effort to coordinate with your doctor on your joint so that it doesn't continue to irritate you.
Right. Yes, I agree.
Okay. Well, there are other things, Jody, I'll share with you offline when the time permits.
Sorry, there is an issue with the technology. So you said you'll share with me offline. That's fantastic.
And I'd like to spend a little bit more time on the breath, because you were talking, Dr. Frank, about these breathing exercises. Oh, you have one. Nice.
I have one. See, it's basically you put in your mouth.
Okay. Oh.
And the there's a knob here in the front here that you basically adjust to, for resistance for breathing in and breathing out, so that you breathe in and breathe out about 15 times, 15 cycles. Long breaths, and you do that 3 or 4 times a day, and that will strengthen your diaphragm and create more of a unity for healing.
So I used to use something similar to that because I was asthmatic. You know, that was one of my symptoms from, you know, all my stuff. And I have a very strong diaphragm just from being in choir and a gymnast. But you can never have a strong enough diaphragm, as I learned from your daughter, because we have to really strengthen our core because it supports our entire body.
That's right. And those pleural pelvic floors muscles are extremely involved and important for your knees and hip.
Yeah, for sure. So one of the things that, you know, so I'd like to talk, you know, a lot of times the objection I get when it comes to breathing. Now, in your device, you're breathing through your mouth.
Yeah. You can't get one to breathe nose, but that's healthier. We always talk about mouth breathers as being related to IQ. They're smart. You get less power when you breathe through your mouth and less filtration. So, yes, when you're not using a device like this that requires mouth breathing, then you need to breathe through your nose.
But you're saying that mouth breathers are smarter?
No. I haven't done research. I just see that people who have done research, that people who breathe through their mouth have lower IQ scores than people who breathe through their nose.
Okay, that makes total sense to me, because it's getting straight to your brain when you are breathing through your nose. And I wanted to handle the objection that people have about that. Because
okay.
The biggest objection is that people are congested and they can't get air through their nose. And go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, not only is it closer to the brain, but it also stimulates your brain so that there is a several organs that have sensations in your nose, and especially this has to do with aromas. Getting back into your field, we find that there are powerful aromas that we've used from a psychological point of view that have created whole new lives just by virtue of having some specific aroma that they trust.
Well, yeah. I mean, so I'm working with a lot of gymnasts at a local gymnastics club, and a lot of them come to me in pain, of course, right? Mm-hmm. And the first thing I do is I work with the brain. With the aroma using rose and patchouli, and there's science behind this, right? That shows that it takes the brain out of fight or flight, and we do that in 20 seconds, and then of course, that's how long it takes for the brain to recognize it, and it gets into the bloodstream in 30 seconds, and then I work on the healing. Then I work on the body part. But not before I work on the brain.
Well, we use it aromas a little bit differently because it's focused on the psychological reaction. And that is, we have a person, first of all, select among 4, 5, or 6 aromas, which one gives them the most positive effect that's not related to some trauma? The eucalyptus is very powerful.
Huge.
In terms of its power to reset the brain. People often use peppermint. And vanilla are some of our leading scores. There's lemon oil,
limonene. Well, that's a terpene profile.
Yeah, right, exactly. So those are, and then they select one. And then what we have them do is we put a couple of drops on a tissue, and we have them focus image their anxiety. And as they are focusing on their anxiety, we have them take 2 deep sniffs of this particular aroma, whatever they choose. And this eliminates, this gives pause, or we call it resets the brain to think about other things. And they use this opportunity, this few minutes while the brain is being paused, to think about something more positive.
So I don't do the exact practice, but for instance, I have my diffuser going here. This morning it has in there basil, which is for anxiety, rosemary for focus, and then I put in tea tree, which is, you know, an antimicrobial, antiviral. But the 3 together, the reason I use this is my body gets very anxious and stressed out with all these lights over me, with the electromagnetic frequencies. So I researched which 3 oils would be the best to neutralize the effects of electromagnetic frequencies, because I'm not anymore really a nervous person. And yet if I surround myself with something that's causing an interference with my nervous system, I need to also surround myself with something that's going to offset it. So, and the message here is, people, we're not getting away from electromagnetic frequencies. They're going to get worse. And so on May 18th, I'll just say this, we're going to do a show on where are the electromagnetic frequencies coming from, which ones are more damaging, and then what are you using, what is available to you, and we have priced, you know, the things that you can get that are really inexpensive and really expensive. You get to decide how you want to play, what feels better. But I am also going to say this. You may not feel the effects of EMF. I'm an empath. I'm your canary in the coal mine. But we all get the effects of EMF, right?
Right.
And you want to talk about that relative to brain health or, yeah?
One of the things I want to bring up, I have, I've been consulting with Washington, D.C. a lot about the weaponry of sounds.
Wow.
And what seems to be addictive is hits the pleasure center are these games that teenagers get involved with. Mm-hmm. And they actually apparently, and this is just a theory at this time, but it's got some truth to it, I think. And that is that they get addicted to the sounds.
Yes, they do.
Are the electro waves that come from the games. And so they actually have an addiction pattern to them, which is not good, especially for kids.
I'm with you 150%. I mean, you know, I'm sure the research to verify what you're saying is spot on will come out eventually. But no, I mean, absolutely. We can get addicted to sounds, tastes, experiences, whatever. We can get addicted to whatever our body chooses to resonate with, what it finds familiar, because we have cellular memory. And the cool thing about your device, I think, and correct me if I'm speaking, if I'm not articulating this in the right way, but it removes that cellular memory. Is that right?
But, well, I don't know if the research goes down to the cellular level, but it changes the pattern. Neurological pattern. And that's what you communicate with your body with, are the patterns that go along. It's not from an individual cell.
So if you have a pattern in your body, in your brain, that no longer serves you, you want to use the BOD to change the pattern to one. It resets it back to baseline. Is that correct?
That's right. It takes you back to baseline and gives you – your brain is basically amazing. It's an amazing organ.
I know.
It has over 100 billion different neuron cells.
Mm-hmm.
And those that don't count the helper cells that you have around, you have four what we call helper cells
mm-hmm.
that surround each neuron.
Wow.
So you have a lot of energy that goes on there, but the brain selects what's interesting in. And I just want to mention this. I don't know if we have time for the next commercial to.
Well, the next commercial is coming up, but go ahead and do that. I'm looking to pull it up, so please share while I do my thing here.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
So in the early days of medicine, we had a guy that was interested in the neurological aspect. And what he did is he took chimps and he cut off the middle finger of the chimps.
Oh, uh-huh.
And what he found was that the brain took the nerves from this one finger and expanded it to the other surrounding fingers.
Okay.
So this explains a lot of reasons why people that are blinded at birth become really fantastic musicians,
like Ray Charles,
composers, is because when you do an EEG, you find that those cells that are related to sight, which you have a lot of, relate to sound, music. So you have multiple levels of music cells in your brain that get you this exhalation of talent in that particular area. People create, when they lose one sensory input, it often adds to another one.
Mm-hmm.
So that your brain is trying to make, utilize all of its brain power at once. So you have this amazing selection that goes on, and this happens when you use the BOD, is that those cells that are involved with your stress sometimes get regrouped into a category for pleasure.
Interesting. You know, I don't think that we've even touched the surface about the ways, I mean, even what you and I know, I don't think we've even touched the surface about what the BOD can do, right? Because it's like every day, I do something different with it. There was a woman, a child, not a child, I mean, she's 16. So she got COVID. She recovered nicely. She was the only one in her family who got it. And she was left with a tick where her lip would stay up. So we did the BOD for 45 minutes, and we had her write in pencil on a pad of paper all the issues that came up for her when she got sick. And the tick that she had with her lip went away, just gone. And so, which, when you start to understand that everything is housed in the brain, everything is housed in the brain. And so take care of your brain, love your brain, eat for your brain, you know, give it what it needs, you know, lean protein, healthy fats. Do you want to talk a minute of just about the healthy fats for your brain?
The healthy what?
Healthy fats for your brain. Because I think that
healthy fats. This is a little controversial, so I want to approach this with this much caution as I possibly can.
Sure.
But what do we call brain fat? We call it cholesterol.
Yeah.
So when you get on anti-cholesterol drugs, often this causes decrease in brain ability.
Brain function, yeah.
Brain function. So sometimes you have to be very, very careful with your statins, with your medications, because you can cause some problems later on. So in terms of, again, we get back to balance. And I'm 81 years old, so I have to kind of watch myself so I don't get unbalanced. So I work on this quite a bit.
81 and looking amazing.
I'm 120 years old that you talked about earlier.
Oh, yeah, you're doing 120. Let me just tell you. Yeah.
So it's, we need to have brain fat. We need to have, it creates lining, protective insulation for our, for the brain extenders, the way that we, brain cells relate to each other, is kind of like what we call the insulation around electric wires, is that we have this kind of protection, and it's this protection that we call a breakdown in protection that we call MS. So, again, we want to make sure that we have some really good nutrition that's going on that feeds that insulation, that fat. And also, I think lean protein in your diet is very critical. And I would also say that sugar is a poison.
Yeah, it's the most marketed poison on the universe, in the universe, other than glyphosate. But sugar will light up 8 pleasure centers in the brain. And listeners, catch this next line. Cocaine,
yeah.
It lights up 1 pleasure center in the brain, right?
Right.
Cocaine
right.
Is 1, sugar is 8.
Yeah.
Let that sink in, right?
Right.
I am going to go to commercial, but when I come back, I'd like us to talk a little bit more about SAMs. I have a story about that, and I'll be a little less conservative. Secondly, I want to go back to cancer because the bod in cancer, I think, we talked about the truth about cancer, and there's something that I listened to in the Global Quest, which was their second year out, I think it was in 2015 or 16, don't quote me on the date, but they have something really important to say, and your bod is the solution. So let me just run a couple quick commercials. Here.
Jody Soussan of Soussan Essentials is certified by the number one functional medicine doctor on plant-based healing essential oils, which are revolutionizing the way we manage our well-being. Schedule today to take control of your health.
With a simple blood test and food plan, Soussan Essentials will help your business, your family, and you eliminate toxins and create a step-by-step plan to nourish your mind, body, and spirit. Click here to learn more.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
So we're back from commercial, and on the screen we have the website, thetruthaboutcancer.com. This, they've been, I think, since 2000,
2014 or 2015, they've been talking about the things that nobody else is willing to talk about, and that is root cause of cancer. So I will actually put this link in the thread if you want to learn about alternative treatments and ones that work, ones that fail. But the most profound, and I'll stop sharing the screen now, the most profound thing that they said was this. You can eat all the organic food that you want, which, by the way, I always promote eating organic, okay? But if you don't take care of what's going on between your ears, your brain, your stress, your anxiety, your sadness, your grief, right? If you don't take care of that, all the organic food in the world is not going to help you.
Well, I've been involved with the work with cancer for a long time. And I used to, I went around the world giving workshops on using imagery to combat cancer and other autoimmune diseases too. And what I found that is this resistance that is formulated by your immune system that protects you, has protected you all your life. So you have been, if you've grown up to be an adult, you can be sure that your immunity has been working successfully in terms of getting rid of cancer cells. Cancer cells are basically pigment of either turmoil, injury, or other kinds of aspects that are over proliferation of certain kinds of cells when you injure yourself. And your immunity basically goes back and back, I call it vacuum cleaners. They're all vacuum cleaners. They suck up the bad cancer cells and dispose of it very effectively. Now, what happens when that immunity breaks down, and it can break down through stress, it can be breaking down through a turmoil, it can be breaking down by eating the wrong things and creating imbalance. There's a lot of different reasons why your immunity fails. And of course, this happens as you get older, too, is your immunity doesn't work as well as when you're young. So that's the reason why we die a lot from this particular problem. So how do you combat cancer? And what I was part of is developing imagery to combat the onslaught of cancer. And back in those days, which were in the 70s and 80s and 90s, we had created a pattern of imagery using three components. We first of all wanted to image the cancer cell and in its most vivid forms. And we wanted, we wanted the person to see their cancer cell as weak, but sometimes they imaged it as ants, which is a bad thing because ants you can't get rid of very easily.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they imaged them as giant octopi, and that doesn't work very well. And so we have to describe what cancer cells do, and they're basically, they don't eat things, they just grow.
Mm.
They don't eat away tissue, they just grow. And that means that they're pretty, although they're pretty smart in some ways, like their virus thing, but they also
are not very smart in terms of what they can be defeated. And they often are defeated more than they're not. So what the second thing is that we want them to do is develop a strong image of their immune system. And their immune system consists of white blood cells.
Mm-hmm.
And there are various kinds of white blood cells that are particularly interesting in terms of cancer cells. And those are big old mega cells,
mm-hmm.
which swallow and eat up the cancer cells. And what we find is when somebody images their white blood cells as strong eating up cancer cells, the cancer cells actually become more motivated. They become stimulated by your imagery. There's also
so what does that mean that they become motivated, the cancer cells become motivated by your imagery? Can you help me understand that?
That's right. And they also become motivated by rhythmic stimulation.
Okay.
You also have T cells. Those are B cells. But
mm-hmm.
you have T cells that basically invade cancer cells by injecting them with poison.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, they're very, very effective. They destroy cancer cells like crazy. It takes the B cells to get rid of the carcasses, but at the same time, they work together. So what you want a person to do is to embellish the power of their immune system. They can do this with their imagery. They can also do this with various kinds of music, especially rhythmic music.
Mm-hmm.
They can do it with touch, power of touch. There's a variety of ways. And of course, nutrition is also, like you just got through saying, very powerful in terms of stimulating these white blood cells. The third thing that we want to focus on are external things that seem that they have a lot of faith in. They may have a lot of faith in their doctors, and that's fine. Or they may have faith in their parents or some other aspect of their healers. And we find that as long as they have that strong feeling toward other factors, such maybe as medicine, that it works as well. So we don't want to eliminate something that's working. And for example, if somebody loves chemotherapy, we encourage them to use that chemotherapy to get well. And so we find that...
Because they have a belief system around it? Is that what you mean, Dr. Frank?
What's that?
Because you encourage them to continue with chemo because they personally have a belief system around it.
That's right. If they believe in it, I don't want to mess with it. And I often... As long as they understand that this is part of their immune system, and it will work. So I encourage them on any of their belief system. I want to encourage their strength and their resilience.
Mm-hmm.
I think that this is part of the resilience of what life's all about. Why are they living? Anyway, so they want to have, I want them to have a sense of purpose. I want to have them have a sense of purpose in life in order to feed their immune system, because if there's no reason for them to live, then it's not going to work. Now, I'm also going to caution against the notion that just because somebody lives or dies is not a factor of success.
Thank you. Thank you.
Because many times people get, quote, well to die.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're not going to live forever. But the whole notion of fulfillment of our life goals, and this gets into the spiritual realm as well.
Mm-hmm.
So So I want you to know that this is based on science and works. But like I said, I don't want to become noted as being forcing belief system. I don't want to be in the function of people escaping death, because that's not going to work either.
You're so profound, and I really mean that from my heart. So escaping death is not living.
That's right, exactly. And a lot of people, some of my wellest people, go into death with a different attitude.
Yeah, talk to me.
So I'm not trying to, I am trying to create a better quality of life throughout the whole process. And there is evidence that people who can take this imagery into their life basically live longer than those people who don't.
So let me ask you a question. Where can people find the imagery or this whole thing that you created?
Well, that I don't know. That's true. The books that we've written are pretty much out of print, but there is some people that are buying them through Amazon. It's called Imagery and Cancer, or Imagery and Sleep.
Imagery
these
and
are very
cancer.
Specific exercises that I've just got to be talking about.
Okay, so I'm looking this up. And
I want to also reemphasize what you said, and that is that I think...
Oh, you cut out.
Other kinds of anxiety factors can be a big part of the person's life. Towards dealing with cancer, managing cancer.
Can you repeat that because it got cut out? Sorry.
I don't know if I can. I just want to say that cancer is basically a reduction of your immune system.
Right.
And anything you can enhance that immune system, such as touch, focus on energy, the energy patterns, I've even seen some really helpful things with acupuncture, and especially with nutrition. Those are really important factors for your immune system, as well as breathing and other things that we've already mentioned.
So, right. So when I talked about, in my book, the How I Reclaimed My Health, I always talk about plants and energy-based healing. I was referring to, of course, organic foods, and I was referring to the blog in acupuncture and chiropractic. I hadn't even found the Beamer yet. I hadn't found the Healy yet. I hadn't found 432 Hertz music yet. I hadn't found Japanese foresting. And the point is that we have so many amazing things at our disposal to help the body heal itself. And it looks like we may have a guest over here. Does she want to be on the show? She does. So Fagala is our parrot. Thank you, Andrew. Thank you. So she's our parrot, but she's a griffin and a magical creature. And she's our guide, believe it or not. And we've never really talked about this, Dr. Frank, but she oftentimes, gives us messages. She has her own following on the show. she came back. Fagala means little songbird in Yiddish. And she has told me that she was my grandfather in my life. So she's my Zadie. And, I think I'm going to do this. Hold on a second. So I took a picture of her just the other day. It was milliseconds. The pictures were milliseconds apart. And on her chest, there's a big black line. Spirit came in. Came in and left. Is that what you wanted everybody to hear?
I'll show
I
you.
I just got through reading about a musician mm-hmm. that takes the rhythms of birds mm-hmm. as being rhythms of health. Now, mm-hmm. we all know that birds have various sounds for mating and a variety of other things.
Yep.
But I think it's interesting taking the rhythm, which is part of my act, mm-hmm. is from the bird as being part of our healing that we might want to be more concerned with.
So I'm going to see if I can share this screen. Let me just see if I know how to do share screen window. Yep, I can do the window. Okay. So see this picture of her with the black line? That was not pushed. I didn't put that there. And I'm going to show you milliseconds apart. I'm going to see if I can switch this around. Because this is what you want people to know. So this is before. Can you, let me see what's seen on the screen. So that's before, right?
Yeah.
And then this is seconds later and seconds later. So I'll do it again.
Yeah, I see it.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, so what my friend Jen said, who's a counselor who also bought your bot and is using it on her patients, she thinks that Shagla was saying to me and to the world, that's what you want. Got it. She wants the world to know, open your heart.
Open your heart.
Open your heart. Is that right, honey? Is that right? Anything else you no, she said that's it. So, wow. So, you know, I could talk to you for hours. And we do sometimes. I have to have you back on the show.
We got to do some more.
Yeah, because I don't think we've even touched the surface. I know that we can talk about crystals and we can talk about souls and soul retrieval and lifetimes and more science. And, you know, I don't know how to say this. I think I do. So in 2019, in April of 2019, I just picked up the phone and called you. Right? Didn't know you. I knew who you were because of the bod, because of my doctor. And I feel like you took me under your wing.
Yeah, we need to talk about power animals.
We can do that.
Yes, we will.
Mm-hmm. So, and Sergey wanted to meet you as well, but I'm really grateful. Listen to this. I'll say something. Here you go, Dr. Plank. Zelda Robinson. Part two, please. When? We'll get a date, Zelda. We'll get a date. And we'll make it as soon as Dr. Frank's schedule allows. But you've been a gift in my life. You became a gift in my life the first day I tried the bot. The commercial's going to go in 90 seconds. You became a gift in my life the first time I used the bot and mastered most of it. I'm still learning, becoming a master. I have so much to learn and became a gift when you became my friend. So I'm so grateful for your friendship. I know Andrew is grateful for your friendship. And I know that the people listening here are grateful that we have a friendship because that way you can then share with the world and help them heal themselves. Because that's what it's all about. And I know you don't like being acknowledged that much, but that's okay. You can do it anyway.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome, Dolly. All right.
Open your heart. Open your heart to love. That's important.
Mm-hmm. That's our message. Open your heart to love.
All right.
And the ending commercial is going to go in a minute. And we will get dates. And she's a little kidness. And then this is Naima. This is our executive producer. Great information. Thank you for a fantastic show. Anything, any last thoughts before we pause for the next show?
Well, like I said, open your heart. Love is the most powerful medicine I know.
Awesome, Josh. Awesome. All right. I'm going to run the ending here in a second, looks like. And if you would stay on for a couple minutes. Do you have a couple minutes, or should we touch this a little bit later? Here, let's just do that. Oh, there.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe, India, Zanyabat, Japan, Arigato, Korea, Kamsamnida, Russia, Spasiba, Germany, Danke, Poland, Dziękuję, France, Merci, Spain, gracias, Italy, grazie, Egypt, shukran, Ghana, medasi, Nigeria, eshe, South Africa, ngiyabonga, Senegal, jeret, Kenya, asante, Israel, toda, Pakistan, shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, shukran, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you, and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Thank you.